The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you, this grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regards to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel. The good news of the Lord. An archbishop told the story of three hardened teenagers who one day, for a laugh, went into the confessional at the local church. They confessed to a long list of ridiculous and fake sin that they had not committed. The priest, seen through their bad practical joke, played along with the first two, who ran out of the church laughing. But the priest hung on to the third one and told him, "Okay, you have confessed these sins. Now I want you to do something for your penance. I want you to walk up to the front of the church and I want you to look at Jesus on the cross. And I want you to look at his face and say, 'You did all that for me, and I do not care that much.' And I want you to do that three times." So the boy went up to the front, looked at Jesus, and said, "You did all that for me, and I did not care that much." And then he said it again, but he could not say it the third time because he broke down in tears. All the priest had to do was point that young man to the cross. The Holy Spirit did the rest, convicting that young man of sin and drawing him to the Savior. In today's gospel, Jesus said, "But I tell you the truth, it is better for you if I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." The Advocate is no other than the Holy Spirit himself. At Mass this weekend, we may have heard that an advocate is someone who speaks on our behalf. He is your helper in times of your witness to the world. You do not have to convince people they need Jesus. Just point them to the cross and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. He convicts the unbelieving world. He guides followers of Christ according to God's word. We can find joy in the Holy Spirit. We can find gladness in the Holy Spirit. We can find truth and lasting happiness in the Advocate, especially in troubling times. He's the one who comes alongside you to encourage you, to comfort you, and to defend you before your accusers. Do you know what that means? You do not have to argue. You do not have to prove yourself. That's the Spirit's job. All you need to do is present the truth and let the Holy Spirit do his work. He convicts the unbelieving world. He shows the truth of God for what it is. He exposes sin and convinces us of our needs for Jesus. Amen.